This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy's out today. Dano and I are going to kick things around like you wouldn't believe. And yesterday we were talking, and look, before anybody screams, yells, whatever, we know everybody's tired of talking about Browns quarterback, except Dan and me and everybody here at the station. Why? Because it's a big deal. You have the second pick in the draft, and you have a quarterback sitting on another team who played for our head coach in Minnesota, and you have a need. And there's stuff that's going to happen here. And by God, we're talking about it.
And it has truly become a puzzle with like 18 different outcomes.
Absolutely.
And we have no idea which one of the 18 outcomes is the right outcome.
And that's after throwing some things around yesterday, I thought, you know, we need to kind of build this thing. And I sat down last night while watching the Guardians and put together some thoughts on this. And I honestly think, you know, you said puzzle. I think it's absolutely a puzzle. And I mean that in this way. If A happens, B won't. Mm-hmm. And if B happens, then C might. I think there's a direct correlation to how this is going to fall. And to be perfectly honest, you know, we've been talking about it like crazy. Daryl Ryder in the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast said to Andy, he said, none of these guys, blah, 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 blah. And Daryl, you know, poo-pooed all the guys who are still out there. And then he said, but they're going to sign one of these guys. And he's right. And that's where some of the inspiration for what I put together came from. We know they're going to sign one of these guys. But they're not going to sign or acquire this guy if this happens and this happens. And so I put together these scenarios. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, 216-474-0092. Love to hear who you think should be the trio of quarterbacks. But I honestly think that the scenarios are somewhat clear here. And I'll start with this. The Browns have the number two pick in the draft. They have the ability to take one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft. All assumptions are Cam Ward's going to Tennessee at number one. Or the Browns are trading up, which Andrew Berry says he doesn't see.
Seems unlikely.
Right, seems unlikely. That's what he says, unless it's all a big smokescreen. But I put Ward and Shedeur Sanders together here. And my thought is this. If the Browns draft Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, then you can cross Kirk Cousins off the list. He has the no-trade clause. There's no way he's coming to Cleveland. No way. If the Browns would even want him. If he sees Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders come into Cleveland because chances are very good that they're on the field, regardless of who else is playing quarterback here, sometime this season, this coming season.
Unless, I'll give you just one slight caveat to that.
Okay.
I wonder if full transparency would change that. Like, if, meaning? Let's say they sat down with Kirk Cousins and they said to him, here's the plan. We're going to get Shedeur Sanders at two. And you know, or trade up for Cam Ward. Whichever one, you know, whatever philosophy you want to pick, it's all relatively similar in this example. But, like, we're going to sit down with Kirk Cousins. We're going to look him dead in the eye and say, here's the plan. You're going to start the season. If you play well, you will keep playing. If it starts getting ugly for about 2, 3, 4 games in a row, then we may look to the rookie to come in if the rookie is also progressing.
So in other words, if they basically guarantee him a year if he plays well.
Exactly.
You think he still might come?
I think if you are...
I don't think he would, because I think he's looking for a move. If I'm him and if I'm his agent, I'm looking for a move where, can I be there for like 3 years?
This is Kirk Cousins. What is the thing that Kirk Cousins is really good at?
Making money.
Yeah, darn right it is. It's the thing that he actually might be better at that than playing quarterback, but I'm not 100% sure.
I think he is, and good for him.
Which is why I could see him going, nay, nay, I'm going to go to Cleveland in an offense that I know. I'm going to take a low market value contract. You know, Atlanta will pay a chunk of it. Cleveland will pay a chunk of it. I'll get into free agency, and let's try to cash in one more time. That's the only reason why I think he would be into that if there was full transparency.
Okay. So because he could come here, play a while, and then get kicked loose after a year.
Exactly.
All right. If the Browns draft a quarterback at two, I think he's out. In your scenario is interesting. I think he's out, but that would leave this as your quarterback room. And you guys know how I despise the whole concept of room, but I'm just going to say it that way.
Yeah.
It would be Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. Kenny Pickett. And Kenny's in every one of these scenarios because he's here.
He's there. He has to be.
Yep. And then I think you still have to go sign one of those quarterbacks. And this is what Daryl mentioned and what I have agreed with and I've said all along as well. Then you've got to go sign another quarterback to come in here. And I threw out three names who would be that guy. Case Keenum. Joe Flacco. Teddy Bridgewater. And I say those three guys for this reason. I don't think Cousins comes here to be a clear second fiddle in the pecking order, which ultimately he would be, because Ward or Shedeur Sanders would be your guy if you draft a quarterback at two. And Keenum could come in and be a great groom and groom the quarterback because he played for Kevin Stefanski. Not just once, but twice.
Mm-hmm.
He knows Kevin Stefanski. Flacco is a veteran who will need a job and liked it here. And Teddy Bridgewater played for Stefanski. They were together in Minnesota. Now, Teddy's still young. Teddy coached high school football last year. Lions thought enough of him to bring him in and, you know, for the playoff run. But he's a free agent right now. I've seen some rumblings that Dallas might be interested because Dallas needs a backup because Cooper Rush is gone. I would think it would be a veteran like that who clearly knows that you're not going to start, meaning that maybe Pickett does until the rookie's ready to go. So if they draft the quarterback at two, I think Cousins is out, and it would be Ward or Sanders, Pickett, and then a guy like Keenum, Flacco, or Bridgewater. That's scenario number one, okay?
Okay, I could see it. You're not going to get a whole boatload of excitement and that stuff that would come with that one, but okay.
All right. That's, to me, interesting. Folks, what do you think? 216-474-0092. Scenario number two. If the Browns do not draft a quarterback at number two, but take one either by trading up or with their 33rd pick in the second round. Okay? I would think your quarterback room could look like this. And I'm not sure about this. Does Kirk Cousins say, yep, I'll go to Cleveland if the Browns trade up for or draft a quarterback at 33? And to me, those guys, there are only two, maybe three, that could be the guy. Certainly Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, maybe Tyler Shook. If that were the case, if Cousins could come in and say, okay, you guys are clearly going to develop this guy because Milroe is anything but ready to go from what everybody says. Jackson Dart's like 21, although he could be ready to go. And Tyler Shook is 26, something like that, and he's probably going to play. I think Cousins may or may not fit with that group, but more likely, certainly, than if they took a quarterback at two. And so your quarterback room then could look like Kirk Cousins, Kenny Pickett, Dart, Milroe, maybe Shook. But I think Dart or Milroe. Or Carson Wentz, Kenny Pickett, Dart, Milroe, Tyler Shook. And that group kind of appeals to me. Either one of those kind of appeal to me.
So the highlight of that group that I kind of like is the fact that you're not dug in. You can easily pivot away from anybody that you're talking about right there.
Which is exactly the point of this group.
It's literally the holding pattern group.
This is, you three guys, compete.
Yep.
Somebody show me that you're the best guy for this gig and it's yours.
And it puts them in a situation where they could go into next year's draft and go, if we're high enough and we believe in these guys enough, this is where we want to be.
Exactly.
This feels like the holding pattern.
But it also gives you potential. Because
right.
Let's say you really, we've heard about, Sanders and Ward that, okay, if they were in last year's draft, they wouldn't be that highly, okay, fine, all that stuff. Well, maybe Dart just needs a little more development.
Jackson
maybe
Dart is a project.
Needs a little
Milroe
development.
Milroe is a project.
But projects sometimes hit.
Correct.
And so there's that possibility. If it were Carson Wentz, he's only in his early 30s. I would prefer Cousins only because of this. He's had more recent starting success. And maybe there's a reason why Carson Wentz hasn't. Okay, I'll readily admit that. I've been on the Carson Wentz bandwagon, but if it were Cousins or Wentz, I'd pick Cousins in this scenario because I know what I'm going to get out of him. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Wentz. But, boy, a competition between Wentz, Pickett, and Dart or Milroe or Shook, that would be wildly entertaining.
I know what I have gotten from Kirk Cousins. I don't know what Kirk Cousins is now.
Although he looked really good early on in the season last year.
But is that – so, of course, injuries played into that whole thing.
And it wasn't his Achilles, apparently.
Yeah, he had a shoulder injury. Yep. When D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitutional
exactly.
joined us, I think he was the one who laid that one out, that it was also a shoulder injury that was bugging him. But I wonder, because we know how this goes. It's kind of the father time type of thing is, you get older, you pick up more injuries, you pick up more miscellaneous things like that.
And at some point, every quarterback doesn't play till they're 40. Tom Brady did. Others might, Aaron Rodgers, doesn't mean Kirk Cousins is going to play well in his late 30s.
And he showed flashes. And to quote Shaq talking about Dwayne Wade, and this was one of the best things that was ever said, I'm paying for flash. I'm paying for the flash. I am not paying for flashes. And that's how I am with Kirk Cousins, is the amount of money and what it's going to take to get Kirk Cousins. Well, I shouldn't say that way because Atlanta's going to have to eat a chunk of it. But what you're going to have to do for Kirk Cousins, am I bringing in the flash or am I bringing in flashes?
Mm-hmm.
Because, depending on your outlook for this season and the direction you want the Browns to go, you might sign up for flashes. And flashes might make the most sense to you if he's going to work with a young quarterback along the way.
And part of this, to me, is based on this. There's no way the Browns don't have an idea if Kirk Cousins would want to be here or not. It's too small of a league. There are too many connections. You can call an agent. You can find out. There's another scenario that you may or may not like. What did you think of the first two? You draft a quarterback at two, I think Cousins is out. You draft a quarterback by trading back up or with that first pick in the second round, I think Cousins is a possibility and Carson Wentz would be a no-brainer to sign and bring in. The third scenario, you might find that one the most interesting of all, and it's coming up next in about 5 minutes right here on Baskin and Phelps.
I'm I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I honestly think that one of these three plans must be followed by this team. I think it's an absolute must. And scenario number one is if they draft a quarterback at two, it rules out Kirk Cousins. But it brings into play veterans like Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, Teddy Bridgewater, who would be perfectly okay with coming here and knowing that they're not going to see the field and could end up being your third string quarterback behind Kenny Pickett.
And I stand behind, I don't think that's totally true. I think you could still get Kirk Cousins if you were just honest and laid out the plan to him.
I think that's a possibility, but yes. I don't think it's likely. If you don't draft a quarterback at two, but trade up into the first round or take one at 33, I think it leaves you with a group of, say, Kirk Cousins, Kenny Pickett, and then Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, maybe Tyler Shuck. Would Cousins go for that? Maybe. And that's where your transparency to me would come into play perfectly, where it would be like, hey, you're starting this year because we think that Dart and Milroe need developed. Shuck might not as much because he's older, but I think Cousins would go for that. I completely think Carson Wentz would go for that. You could bring him in with Kenny Pickett and then Dart, Milroe, and Shuck, and you just say, gentlemen, go compete.
And to me, this is the option that makes the most sense for the Browns. This is the one that I would look at and go with. Because unless you're
completely sold that Ward or Sanders is going to be the man, because see, if they think that guy is going to be an absolute beast, then you just draft him and that's the way it goes.
And I'm not. Ward, you could talk me into a little bit more. I am not sold on Shedeur Sanders. Like, I am not looking at Shedeur Sanders is one of those. He has enough warts to him where if he's wrong, I am willing to be wrong. Like, that's how I feel about Shedeur Sanders. Like, there are certain things that he does. There are certain things that there where I go, okay, there's an NFL starting quarterback. There are a lot of bad habits that he has as well. And some of those sacks, as much as we want to sit there and go, oh, it's a terrible offensive line, which
and
it
no
was.
Running game.
Which it was. These are both truthful statements. Yeah. A lot of those sacks are on him trying to make things happen.
Yeah. And by staying in the pocket.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I am willing to be wrong on Shedeur Sanders, which is why I like this option two idea of whether it's Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, down the line from there, one of those veteran guys who's trying to prove something, Kenny Pickett,
and then
second
Dart,
or third round
Dart,
quarterback.
Milroe, Shuck, three guys who look really intriguing.
Second or third round quarterback X, whichever one you want to point to on those. That's where I am, and the reason I feel that way is I could take a Dart throw. Maybe they can look good
No pun intended.
Maybe they look good in between there. Maybe they develop. Maybe week 15, 16, 17, 18, it starts to look good if that guy happens to start. I'm in no rush to start him. I am in no rush to hurry him along the way. He could just sit back and develop and learn. And if I come out of it and go, oh, these guys can't play either, I'm in a position where I can go get a quarterback
move
in
on.
The next draft.
Yep, move on.
That's
why. But here's the other thought of this scenario. Cousins or Wentz, Pickett, and maybe Dart, Milroe, Shuck. One of those guys could grab that job, take it, and have it for 3 to 5 years. I know that people don't want to hear that, and it makes people cringe because it's not, you know, it's not Lamar Jackson.
No.
It's not Joe Burrow. But one of those guys could grab that job and keep it for 3 to 5 years. Scenario number three coming up after we hear from Richard in Euclid. Hi, Richard.
How are you, Richard?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff, you're very knowledgeable with your sports and all, but I got a question to ask you. I remember a year ago you asked about getting Winston.
Yeah.
Now you're asking about Wentz. Why do you always mention these guys when they're interception specialists all the time?
Well, it's not necessarily Carson Wentz's background. I love the way Jameis plays the game. I know he throws the ball to the other team too often. And I was hoping they might be able to help him with that here. They didn't take a whole lot of time to help him with that, Richard. And if they decided to move on, which they did, fine. Giants clearly think he's going to be their backup quarterback. I've just always liked the way Jameis throws the ball. And I know he's not a fabulous quarterback. But he did throw for 5,000 yards in the season.
What about the guy in New York Giants we used to have, Tyrod? I like the New England Patriots. Well, he's a second-year guy. I like him.
Joe Milton or Drake May?
I don't like Drake May. The other guy that was a backup for him, they drafted two rookies last year.
Joe Milton.
Yeah, he's good. I'd rather stick with Pickett as a backup, or I would love to get the quarterback we're talking about from Atlanta, if he wants to come here.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but
I would agree. Richard, don't you think
that... I'm tired of all these intercepting specialist quarterbacks. I'd rather just stick with Pickett. I don't like Sanders. I like Gabriel.
Let me ask you this, though.
I like Gabriel Oregon, or I like the Ohio State quarterback, or the other quarterback you mentioned, Dart.
Did you like Joe Flacco when he was here?
Yeah, but I knew what came with the package. It was good as it lasted.
Exactly. and that's the same thing like with Jameis. You knew what came with Jameis. You were able to overcome Joe Flacco's interceptions, Richard. You weren't able to overcome Jameis's.
At least I know Flacco's not coming back here because he wants to start.
Well, and Richard, thank you. He might want to start, but he's also pushing 40, and NFL teams aren't handing out starting quarterback jobs.
Right. You notice he's still sitting out there for a reason.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's the other part of it. No, you like the gunslingers.
I always have.
And you know what? They're fun to watch.
That's why I always like Brett Favre.
Exactly.
And it's why I like Cam Ward.
Right.
I would take Cam Ward and not even blink.
And that,
but there are going to be some things that come with Cam Ward.
Oh yeah,
but there's going to be throws. He slings it, man.
There's going to be throws where you're going to see Kevin Stefanski put his arm around Cam Ward, if that is the case, and would go, "What are you looking at here? What are you trying
to prove, young man?"
Yeah, what?
That might have worked at Incarnate Word.
What?
It's not going to work here.
The hell were you now, like? You're going to have those with Cam Ward, and. That's the way it goes. That's part of the Cam Ward package. That's part of what makes him as good as he is that he'll take those chances and he'll make those throws. But even with that, wherever he ends up, if it's Tennessee, you're going to see Brian Callahan with his arm around Cam Ward going,
"Young man,
what are you looking at?"
Here's scenario number three, okay? If the Browns don't take a quarterback at two, don't trade up to take one in the first round, and don't take one at 33, I think that's unlikely. I would think that they have a quarterback by the 33rd pick in the draft. They draft one. I would think that's the case. If they don't, then I think Kirk Cousins, they absolutely know that Kirk Cousins would waive his no-trade clause. They actually have something already worked out with Atlanta, and this is all hypothetical on my part. They already know that Cousins is their guy. If they don't draft a guy either at two, trade up, or at 33, they know Cousins is their guy. And they just have to wait until they prove to Cousins, "Hey, look, the spot is here for you. Waive that no-trade clause. Come on in, and you're starting here for a year or three."
Or you meet Atlanta's price tag.
No, and you've already done that because you've already talked to Atlanta.
Right.
Your deal's in place.
Yeah.
It's set to go. You just have to prove to Kirk Cousins you're not going to draft a guy at two and probably at 33. And that completely clears the path for Cousins to come in, pick it to be the backup. And then in the third round or later, you're drafting Tyler Shuck, Will Howard, Quinn Ewers, Kyle McCord, Dylan Gabriel, Riley Leonard, or maybe even two of them. You're drafting one of those guys and seeing, well, we might have a developmental quarterback here.
I am Ewers, I'm out.
Well,
Riley Leonard, you could talk me into.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm not all in on Will Howard. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. One of the guys outside of the top four quarterbacks in the draft.
You're really taking a dice roll.
Exactly. And that means you're not counting on them. You're counting on Kirk Cousins and Kenny Pickett. And then you're hoping you have a young guy who you might be able to develop and bring along. And if it's not Cousins there, but this one, that scenario to me screams that you know Kirk Cousins is your guy. if you don't draft the guy in the first and you don't trade up and you don't take him at two. Or
can I
or
please
Carson Wentz in place of Cousins, Kenny Pickett, and then you draft one of those guys, and then it's completely even more so. Wild, wild west, compete, go. One of you guys is starting. Which, Dan, leads to the scenario you laid out earlier where, okay, and it sets us up to take a quarterback in the next draft.
That screams what we said yesterday, which is you need to walk out of this draft, or Andrew Berry, with a blue chip guy, a pillar of your franchise that you can build around.
At one position or at some position.
And this is the minimum, by the way. And you need to walk out with at least 2 to 4 starters out of this draft. And that is, if they go that route, that to me screams, we don't believe the quarterbacks in this draft could be pillars of an organization. And we think there are pillars / starters elsewhere, and we would rather invest in those positions and punt quarterback 1 year down the road, which would also hammer home the idea that these guys have 2 years to fix it.
We'll summarize this little quarterback room conversation coming up. You just talked about pillar of the franchise. One of our buddies, very respected writer, has the Browns taking a pillar of the franchise at number 2, and he does not play quarterback. Who that respected media member is and who he thinks that pillar might be, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. We summarize the room conversation next.